and we'll try to keep this short. God help us.
All right. Well, all kidding aside, welcome to another episode of Jazz's Backstage Pass. I am your host, Brian Zimmerman. I'm joined once again by Jazz's online editor, Matt Micucci. We are here to discuss the 10 albums you need to know for July 2019. It's a phenomenal list this time around, and we're going to get into it in a minute. But first, I'd like to thank one of our sponsors, CoBuzz.com, a streaming service that offers the most comprehensive CD-quality hi-fi catalog in the world, as well as the largest selection of streaming music in studio high-res quality. You can enjoy unlimited streaming of all your music from just $9.99 per month with no strings attached. Just visit cobuzz.com, that's CoBuzz.com, to learn more. All right, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the 10 albums you need to know for July 2019. Well then, good day to you, Matt Micucci.
Hello, everybody. How's it going, Brian?
Matt, it's excellent. It's excellent down here. I just got back not too long ago, about a week ago, from the Montreal Jazz Fest, the 2019 Montreal Jazz Fest. That's one of my favorite festivals ever, and I had an absolutely wonderful time. In fact, Matt, I kept a video blog, a vlog, on our website of my time there. I was reviewing concerts and I was checking out the local food scene. I had, I've been to Montreal many times, and as you know, or might not know, they're famous for their smoked meat, which is kind of like a pastrami. So I had that last time. I was able to check that off my list. They're famous for their poutine, which is French fries covered in gravy and cheese curds. That'll help get you through the cold Canadian winter. Check that off my list. This time around, I really wanted to try two good Montreal bagels and have a lunch at Walensky's Light Lunch, which is like a famous deli counter known around Montreal and around Canada for serving these tiny bologna sandwiches that are inexplicably delicious. So I reviewed it all, Matt. It's all on jazzes.com, and I invite everybody to check it out. But yeah, George Benson was there, sounding like a man half his age. He was just incredible. I saw Joshua Redman, Diane Reeves, Jacob Collier. It was a great fest, and it happened to be one of the co-founders, Andre Menard's final fest. So in the 40th year, Andre Menard is stepping down, but that festival kind of has a spirit of its own, and I'm sure will be great moving into the future. So yeah, it was a pretty good week for me. How about for yourself, Matt?
Well, first of all, I must say that I'm jealous about that poutine. You know, I've always wanted to have it. I don't know why we're not eating that every day, you know? I think that sounds healthy to me, you know? It's soul food, you know, in some way, you know? But anyways, I'm back in one of my favorite European countries, the Czech Republic, and I'm in Brno, which is famous for car racing and motorbike racing. Of course, this, you know, I don't drive, so I don't know much about that. But what can I say? You know, I was kind of sad a few days ago to find out that we lost one of the greats. I think one of the greats, for me, one of the great music figures of the 20th century. I'm talking, of course, about João Gilberto. You know, he's a fantastic Brazilian musician, the innovator of bossa nova, one of my favorite styles of music, or, you know, really just a whole fantastic culture behind bossa nova. And it's just a fascinating figure. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of his music because it just, you know, because it since I heard the news. And I keep revisiting it and keep going back to it. Such fantastic tunes. And I stopped to focus at Desafinado, one of his early tracks, one of his early famous tracks. And on this, it has this wonderful melody, but it's not just about the rhythm and the melody to me. It's also about what the words say. There is a textual meaning to it. And more or less, it's about, you know, this guy who is sad and he's angry about a critique that he receives for singing out of key. But to me, while I was listening to it and looking at the translation, translation of the lyrics, I thought this is actually a call for compassion. What he's saying is you shouldn't really criticize people for living life off key, because music in his songs was also a metaphor for life itself. And he was, you know, that's poetry to me. That's really poetry. And it's just one of the examples of why I love his works.
Well, that's a beautiful reading of that tune, Matt. And you're so right. He was an important figure and had a huge influence on the direction of Brazilian music and jazz with his later pairings with Stan Getz. Totally revolutionized the aesthetic of Brazilian music. So, yeah, he was an inspiration to a lot of musicians, and we'll certainly miss him.
Yeah, always. The one thing about him was that he was a wonderful musician, but apparently he wasn't the easiest guy to get along with. So I always wondered, I wish I could have just witnessed a few minutes of that recording with Stan Getz. It must have been amazing. If they had reality TV shows back then, you know, the cameras there would have been amazing to have that, you know, that document.
Yeah, they could have Facebook Live streamed the whole thing. Yeah, that would have been nice. But anyway, there are a lot of other fantastic musicians in our 10 albums you need to know list for July, which is the reason we're convening here yet again, Matt. It's a great list this time around. We got a nice mix of instrumentalists and vocalists and even a rock legend in there. Nice mix of genres and styles. So what do you say we dive in?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's try to keep it short this time, because usually, you know, I get out of hand. It's kind of hard not to, but we'll see what happens.
I know. We'll try to rein it in. But hey, this is jazz, man.
This is jazz.
What happens, happens. Anyway, top of our list is a new album by the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, conducted by David Robertson. It's a joint project. It's a collaboration between them. It's called Wynton Marsalis's Swing Symphony. It was released on Blue Engine on July 1st. What can you tell us about this album, Matt?
Oh, well, you know, first of all, this is another quality recording, live recording from the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. And this one is with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, conducted by David Robertson. It was released just a few days before the 4th of July. And there's a reason for that. Reason being, this symphony is sort of Marsalis's, it's his third symphony overall. But in it, it's also a musical meditation on American ideals. And for it, he calls upon some of his, I would say, quote unquote, mentors, so to speak, or I don't know, spiritual fathers, you know, all of those expressions. You know, people like George Gershwin, Duke Ellington, Leonard Bernstein, and many others that, you know, in any case, made the history of American music, not only in jazz, but also in classical and other forms. It's really an exciting work.
It is, and it kind of tracks the evolution of jazz geographically, too, from New Orleans to Chicago, over to Kansas City, on to New York, and so forth. You know, it's not the first time that these two orchestras have collaborated, either. Marsalis appeared with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra back in 2018 to perform material from Leonard Bernstein, as well as an original composition called Swing Symphony that grew to become this full-fledged album. So it's really kind of neat to hear how that seed of idea of just one composition grew to, you know, an entire album. It's a great listen. And Matt, what do you say we dive into a track here?
Let's do it.
This is Movement 3, Midwestern Moods. Once again, the name of that album is Swing Symphony by Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. It was released July 1st on Blue Engine Records.
All right, and the next album on our list is a collaboration between the vocalist Peter Eldridge and the pianist Kenny Werner. It's called Somewhere. And it was released July 5th on Rosebud Records. Matt,
Tell us a little bit about this album.
What can we say about this album? Well, first of all, what comes to mind is that it's just Peter Eldridge's ability to blend modern jazz with other musical genres like pop, R&B, Latin music, and so on. On this album, it's just delightful to hear him team up with a true piano master and a piano legend, Kenny Werner, who's really well and truly been a world-class musician for, I guess, over four decades, you know? So it's fantastic to see that collaboration, you know, to hear that collaboration. But in this program, you know, they're presenting well-worn standards. It's a mix of well-worn standards and originals, and it's complemented by the dreamlike quality and the sheer romanticism of a string orchestra. And this string orchestra is actually, you know, conducted by I guess, you know, you could call him a legend in his own right. He's a Grammy Award-winning cellist and composer, Eugene Friesen.
Yeah, and that that string section adds such a nice layer to the overall proceedings. You know, Peter Eldridge and Kenny Werner are both kind of titans of their craft, and Peter is the kind of vocalist you may have heard without knowing it. He was actually the founder of New York Voices, the New York Voices, which is quite a popular jazz vocal group. But he's also dipped his toes in a lot of stuff. He's written a musical called The Kiss, which was phenomenal too. And Kenny Werner is an outstanding pianist in his own right, but he's kind of developed a following as something of a motivational speaker, like a life coach for musicians and artists, because in 1996, he wrote a landmark book. It was called Effortless Mastery, Liberating the Master Musician Within, which has become this kind of this guidebook, this tome for how people can reach their performance, bring their performance to the highest level, you know, and how they can unleash their creativity by kind of letting go of inhibition. But and while artists certainly have kind of created a following around it, I know business people, you know, and writers, and you know, people of all sorts who have found inspiration from this book. So kind of cool to see him live by his own credo, his own guidance, and you hear that effortless mastery, you know, across this disc. So, Matt, that said, what do you say we listen to a track?
Let's do it. That's my new catchphrase.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello. And I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
All right, that was the track You Don't Know Me from the album Somewhere by Peter Eldridge and Kenny Werner, released July 5th on Rosebud Records.
Dreams are you and I.
All right, we're going to move right along, Matt. The next album on the list is a fun one, okay? The official name of the group for this album is Little Steven and the Interstellar Jazz Renegades. The album is Lilyhammer, The Score. It was released on Wicked Cool Records on July 12th. And, you know, Little Steven, Lilyhammer, that may give you some clues to who the, you know, leader of this album is. And, Matt, it's Steven Van Zandt of the E Street Band.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talk about jazz on this podcast, but I must say, you know, Bruce Springsteen, I'm a big fan of his, you know, I'm a big fan of The Boss. Being a fan of The Boss, I'm, of course, aware of Little Steven's or Steven Van Zandt's contribution to the E Street Band. You know, he's one of its most historic members, having been a part of it since 1975, born to run, at least, you know, in recordings, because they've known each other forever. You know, Springsteen and Little Steven, as he calls himself on this album, and it's one of the names he goes by. But I somehow naively did not suspect that he also had such a huge interest in jazz. you know, that he would be so keen on exploring this music for Lilyhammer, which was, in case you guys don't know, the first Netflix original series. And not only did he write the score for it, he also co-produced it, co-wrote it, and stars in it as a mobster forced to relocate to Norway. Now, that it's not actually news that he's a great actor as well. He had a very memorable part in The Sopranos, for example. But yeah, back to the music, which he composed. It's finally out years after, you know, the show ended. It's out in a new 2-volume set, the first of these volumes features, you know, the 50s era New York songs that go so well with gangsters and movies, by the way, historically speaking. And well, the second is more of an eclectic affair, and it sort of features influences from Norwegian folk music, rock, Latin jazz, and so on.
Yeah, and you mentioned the show just a bit. I've been, ever since this album came into my hands, I've actually been catching up on the show. And, you know, I loved his work in The Sopranos. And it's kind of a fascinating watch, man. I don't know if you've seen it. But, Stephen Van Zandt plays a mobster that, through witness protection, is relocated to Lilyhammer. And, you know, through one way or another, ends up falling back into his old ways. And one of the things he does is he opens a 1950s-style New York bar in Lilyhammer. And so a lot of the music that you hear is of the period, but came from Stephen Van Zandt. He wrote it for the show. So this was a really cool project. I love that it came across my desk. And I definitely encourage everybody to check it out and the show. Speaking of checking out, what do you say we listen to a track, Matt?
All right.
Let's do it.
I don't want that to be my catchphrase.
No, well, too late.
This is the tune, Espresso Martini, from Little Steven and the Interstellar Jazz Renegades. The album is Lilyhammer, the score, out on Wicked Cool Universal Music, July 12th.
Stuff there from Stephen Van Zandt. All right, we're going to move along to the next album on our list, and this one is by a young piano player named Victor Gould. The album is Thoughts Become Things. It will be released July 12th on Blue Room Records. Matt, set us up for this one.
Victor Gould, yes, he's not only a great piano player, but he is also quickly becoming, I think, one of the hottest new visionaries on the New York jazz scene, but also in the jazz scene in general. And his previous 2 albums actually garnered a lot of, praise. And on this new one, Thoughts Become Things, he seeks and finds a new balance in bringing an eclectic vision to life that draws on and builds from the stylings of his previous 2 records. The interesting fact about this, the music on this album, is that it originates from a theory that I think is supported by Gould himself, and that's that people can manifest their own future and that thoughts can mold people's realities.
Yeah, and he tends to operate from those heavy concepts, but still manage to make music that is just like totally engaging and invigorating and swinging. You mentioned the accolades for some of his earlier work, and yeah, his debut album Clockwork from 2016 was actually voted the top jazz debut by NPR back when it dropped, and it comes from a strong jazz pedigree too. He's one of the first ever recipients of the Herbie Hancock Presidential Scholarship at the Berklee College of Music. So Victor can really, really play, and he marries that just, you know, totally effortless talent with imagination and you know, abundant vision. So let's check out one of the tunes from the disc. What do you say, Matt?
All right.
This is the tune Brand New from Victor Gould's album Thoughts Become Things, due out July 12th on Blue Room Records. Thank you.
Well, that brings us to the next album on our list. This one is by the saxophonist Jeff Coffin and a group called Dream Shanti. The name of the album is Music in Our Dreams, and it was released on Ear Up Records. It's going to be released on Ear Up Records July 22nd. Matt, take it away.
Yeah, Jeff Coffin's an interesting musician. I mean, you know, some people might know him also from the Dave Matthews Band, Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, you know, but he's also a fascinating band leader. And this new project, Music in Our Dreams, is particularly interesting to me. And, it's one for which he's assembled a fascinating ensemble, including some of the finest musicians from the Eastern and Western hemispheres. And, you know, we often kind of talk about on this podcast of music as a chance of creating space for meeting a culture. And so there's something about the very nature of this project, of this album, that recalls, you know, that really got me thinking, because at the moment I'm sort of listening to a lot of the music from the 70s for this regular feature that I'm writing on jazzis.com year by year. And it kind of does recall, this project of Jeff Coffin recalls a time when jazz was really driven by this concept of meeting of cultures. And when people like Alice Coltrane and John McLaughlin and all these people were making music that not only honored the heritage of the cultures of the music from these various corners of the world, but that also could develop a new musical language.
You are so right, Matt, and particularly with regard to Indian or, you know, Carnatic music. You mentioned John and Alice Coltrane. We saw it then, and right in the 70s with John McLaughlin and Don Ellis and some of these other big band leaders. And then currently with people like Rudresh Mahanthapa and Reza Bassi, who are continuing to make music kind of in that intersection between Eastern and Western and South Asian and Indian music. And I'm just so glad that this conversation continues to be had between jazz and these other forms of music. You know, you mentioned that Jeff played with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, and that he certainly did. And on this new album, he reunites with Roy Futureman Wooten, who was also a member of the Flecktones. He played that drumitar electrified tapping device. If you've never seen that played live, go look up a video right now, because it's the coolest thing ever. And it's nice to see them together again. Future Man adds kind of a nice texture to the mix. And overall, this is a fascinating listen, really engaging stuff. So, Matt, what do you say we give it a spin?
This is the title track, Music in Our Dreams. Great stuff from Jeff Coffin, as always. Before we move on here, I just wanted to take a quick minute to thank, once again, one of our sponsors, Qobuz. You might already know that Qobuz offers the biggest catalog of hi-fi and high-res albums in the world, both for new releases and specialized genres. But for hundreds of thousands of albums, Qobuz also includes all the information you need to recreate the appeal of a real CD. We're talking the names of musicians, producers, lyrics. There's everything you need to know to appreciate your favorite albums. Qobuz is compatible with all types of audio equipment and also provides advice on your hi-fi equipment purchases. Not only that, but every week, Qobuz publishes interactive articles that widen your musical knowledge. And you can even download these high-res files to listen to in offline mode, so you can enjoy your music even when you don't have internet access. Subscriptions to Qobuz start at just $9.99 per month. Again, visit Qobuz.com, that's Qobuz.com, to learn more. Okay, so that brings us to the next album on our list. This one is a trio date. It's by the violinist Zach Brock, the bassist Matt Ullery, and the drummer John Deitmeyer.
The name of the album is Wonderment, and it will be released on Wool Gathering Records on July 16th. What say you about this record, Matt?
First of all, without even listening to the music, you know, at all, this album taught me something. It taught me a new word. I had, for some reason, I'd never come across the word wonderment, which is crazy because I write like loads every day, but it's true. And the definition, if you look it up on Google, it's a state of awed admiration, a respect. And I think that's what's going on here. That's the story of this album. You know, this is actually the debut trio recording of these three musicians. And they've known each other well. You know, they've been playing together, I think, here and there since 2005 from their days in Chicago. And we're talking, of course, as you said, of Zach Brock, Matt Ullery, and John Dietmeyer, respectively violin, bass, and drums. And on this album, they're covering, you know, a wide range of emotions as well, of improvisational and compositional styles. But I think that, you know, going back to the story of this album, that's it. They're finally coming together in the studio, and they're creating something in that moment of time, you know, and they're each bringing their separate formative journeys. And I think just that itself is enough, as well as their mutual respect for each other and the chemistry that they share on this record. That is enough to just create this wonderful music.
Yep. You know, whenever a classical musician comes and asks me, you know, they tell me they want to start playing jazz, who should I listen to? You know, violinist, cellist, bassist, whatever. I tell them, listen to Zach Brock and listen to Matt Ullery. So it's very cool to see them together again for this album. But really, all three of these musicians are extremely versatile. Zach Brock is a member of Snarky Puppy. And, you know, in that capacity, he can really bring the funk and edge toward R&B, pop, you know, that kind of music. Matt Ullery and John Dietmeyer, meanwhile, are, you know, both major figures on the Chicago avant-garde scene, and so they play a lot of left-to-center stuff, some chamber jazz. It's a really nice kind of mixture of styles and genres and textures, so I think, Matt, we should go ahead and listen to a track.
This is the tune Cavendish from the album Wonderment, due out on Wool Gathering Records July 16th.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff there from Zach Brock, Matt Ullery, and John Dietmeyer. We're going to move along to the next album on our list of the 10 albums you need to know for July 2019. It's from veteran saxophonist Houston Person. The name of the album is I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So. It'll be released on High Note Records July 26th. Take it away, Matt.
I wonder what that so-and-so stands for, but anyways, let's just say that a Houston Person has been around for quite some time, right? He was around during the golden age of hard bops, a major figure in the heyday of soul jazz. And throughout his career, he's worked with, you know, such legends as Etta Jones, Grant Green, Horace Silver, you know, right up to Ron Carter, many more. And so it's great to see him going strong, you know, at the age of 84. And on this album, this new album, he kind of, it's almost as if he's paying, well, he is paying homage, I think, to the history of jazz. And it's really an examination of the history of jazz. In fact, I was reading about this album, and Rodney Jones, who plays with him on this record, described working with him as an opportunity to experience the history of jazz in the present. And so as a result, for the listener of this album is actually an opportunity to experience a jazz legend examine the history and tradition of jazz and dance music.
Yep, and he's in the company of a few other jazz greats here in trumpeter Eddie Allen, pianist Lafayette Harris, bassist Matthew Parrish, and drummer Kenny Washington. So, yeah, I love that Rodney Jones quote so much. Playing with him is an opportunity to experience the history of jazz in the present. And I say we do the same, Matt. Let's give a track from I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So a spin.
Mm-hmm.
Was the tune Willow Weep For Me from the album I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So by saxophonist Houston Person. It'll be released July 26th on High Note Records.
The next album on our list is a nice little collaboration between guitarist Robin Ford and Bill Evans, but obviously not the piano legend Bill Evans. This is the amazing contemporary saxophonist Bill Evans. The name of their new music is The Sun Room. It'll be released July 26th on Ear Music.
Well, there you go. I think we mentioned earlier John McLaughlin, so it's nice to see, you know, Bill Evans pop up in there. In fact, I was listening to some Mahavishnu Orchestra music yesterday, so it's nice to talk about a new record from saxophonist Bill Evans. This is actually a new album by him with Robin Ford, a guitarist who is really, he's another musician who loves to transcend the boundaries of genres. In a statement, Evans actually described the music on this new album as limitless and performed at the highest level, still able to reach a wider audience.
Robin Ford, known primarily for his work as a blues artist, and his stuff in the blues vein is just incredible. But not many people know that he was one of the founders and first members of the band that would become the Yellow Jackets. Now, he was only around for one or so recordings with that group, but the band that he founded would go on to become today's Yellow Jackets. You know, Robin Ford and Bill Evans together, that's just a powerhouse duo, but they're backed here by an awesome rhythm section that includes the bassist James Genus and drummer Keith Carlock. So a lot of power, a lot of energy behind this disc. Matt, let's go ahead and listen to a track.
This is a fun one. This is the tune Big Mama from the new album by Robin Ford and Bill Evans. It's called The Sun Room, released July 26th on Ear Music. Stuff there from two just giants of their instruments, Robin Ford on guitar and Bill Evans on saxophone. We're going to move right along to the next album on our list, which is a new one from the trumpeter Kenyatta Beasley. He's got a new tribute album out right now called the Frank Foster Songbook. It's out July 27th, and that is released independently. Now, on this disc, Kenyatta is leading a super fiery septet, plus some special guests sitting in. But the core of this album is they're all compositions by the saxophonist Frank Foster, who was, of course, instrumental in the Count Basie Band and then went on to have a prolific career of his own. But the Frank Foster Songbook, Kenyatta's album, was recorded live at Jazz 966 in Brooklyn, and the ensemble that he assembled to exhibit, you know, Foster's dynamism is just stellar. We got Dezron Douglas on bass, Keith Loftus on saxophone, Vincent Gardner on trombone from the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra, Mark Gross on saxophone, Anthony Wozny on piano, Alvester Garnett on drums, Carla Cook on vocals, Mart Whitfield on guitar, and Eric Wyatt on saxophone. I mentioned special guests earlier. Well, guess what? Wynton Marsalis actually appears on the album to pay tribute to Frank Foster, someone he considered a mentor and actually had commissioned to write a piece for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra back in 2008. So, yeah, it's a phenomenal disc and a great tribute to a real jazz hero and a jazz humanitarian, too, who's instrumental in supporting the Jazz Foundation of America. So, that said, let's go ahead and listen to a track. So this is the tune Manhattan Fever from the Kenyatta Beasley album The Frank Foster Songbook, which is out July 27th, and that's an independent release.
That song comes to a close there. We've arrived at our 10th and final album on the list.
No.
And
really?
Yeah, I know. I know. Sad to say, but that brings us to a new album by Steve Cole. Saxophonist Steve Cole. The name of the album is Gratitude. It is going to be released July 26th on Artistry Music. And Matt, what can you tell us about this new disc?
No, I mean it's I mean Steve Cole is returning in top form, you know, and this album actually arrives after he's just come out of at the other end of a difficult period in his life. It's called Gratitude for a very simple reason. This is his way of showing appreciation for the people who helped him through some tough times, and it arrives as it does on the heels of a health scare in his family. So here he really sounds energized, invigorated, reinvigorated, I should say. But it's also an album that builds upon the elements that made his previous releases so popular and beloved. And, you know, it's really made him one of the top voices in contemporary jazz. Let's not forget to mention that Gratitude also benefits from a co-production of David Mann, who is a fellow saxophone player and who's also been a longtime collaborator of Cole.
And Matt, I'll just read a quote here before you listen to a little bit of the album. But in a press statement, Steve Cole said, "Joy is baked into the record, and hopefully it means as much to the listener as it does to me." And yeah, we could all use a little bit of joy in our lives. So what do you say we go ahead and take a listen to the latest from Steve Cole?
This is the track Neo Soul from Steve Cole's new album, Gratitude. It'll be released July 26th. On Artistry Music.
Do it for another 10 albums you need to know list. This one was for the month of July 2019. So for everybody listening out there, you have a lot of homework to do because these are some great, great albums. And we were excited to share them with you. We review albums, concerts by artists, festivals, all sorts of stuff on our website, jazzes.com. And right now, you can sign up to start a free 14-day digital trial to experience everything that jazzes.com has to offer.
while you're there, you may also want to check out our print publication and our legacy subscription, which includes a print publication, access to the website, and 8 collector's CDs per month. So with each issue, we print 4 quarterly issues. You get 2 limited edition collector CDs. It's all available on our website. You just visit jazzes.com and click that big red subscribe button in the upper left-hand corner. That said, Matt, it was a pleasure talking to you about this month's most interesting albums.
Pleasure talking with you, Brian. I'm looking forward to our next one.
That's right. We'll meet back here again same time next month.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
Cheers, Matt. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, and that does it for another episode of Jazz's Backstage Pass. We hope you enjoyed listening to the 10 albums you need to know for July 2019. Like it, take a minute now to thank this episode's sponsors. They include the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, New Jersey. Coming up on their jazz calendar, a performance by blues legend Buddy Guy with special guest Mavis Staples. It's taking place November 10th as part of the T.D. James Moody Jazz Festival, and tickets are available now. Visit njpac.org, that's njpac.org, to learn more. We'd also like to thank the U.S. Navy band Commodore's Jazz Ensemble, currently celebrating their 50th anniversary. They've got concert dates around the country. If you want to catch them in action, visit our website and click the Navy Band Commodore's banner. Thanks also to Blue Note Records. This iconic label is currently celebrating its 80th anniversary with exclusive vinyl releases, wall art, playlists, and so much more. To check out everything they've got going on, visit bluenote.com. We'd also like to thank the Gold Coast Jazz Festival in Potrero, Costa Rica, taking place December 6th through 8th. That's a great time to visit Costa Rica, I tell you what. Bassist Richard Bona is among the fest's many outstanding headliners. To buy tickets, visit goldcoastjazzfest.com. Another thank you to the Angel City Jazz Fest, Los Angeles' most adventurous jazz festival. This is a multi-day celebration taking place October 1st through 13th in some of LA's most prestigious venues. Look forward to appearances by Dwight Tribble, Chris Davis, David Binney, and many more. To buy tickets, visit angelcityjazz.com. Thanks also to Quest TV, the world's first subscription video on-demand platform dedicated to jazz music. It's an online library of jazz concert videos and feature documentaries that has been called the Netflix of jazz. It was started in part by Quincy Jones and has both free and premium memberships. Visit quest.tv, that's Quest.tv, to learn more. And lastly, another big thanks to cobuzz.com. This is a high-res streaming service that is the premier destination for audiophiles looking to stream music online. Visit cobuzz.com, Q-O-B-U-Z.com, to learn more. That'll do it for me. Thanks a lot, everyone. We'll see you next month with the 10 albums you need to know for August.